Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a simple air horn hit in Ableton Live 12 and turning it into a gritty, distorted VHS rave-style accent for jungle and old-school DNB. If you think of classic jungle and early drum and bass, that air horn sound is pure energy. It's rude, it's loud, and it cuts through a mix like a crowd shout. We're not trying to make it smooth or polished here. We want that broken tape, warehouse PA, slightly busted TV kind of vibe, while still keeping the horn usable inside the track. The big idea is simple. Small sounds can do big jobs in DNB. An air horn can mark the drop, answer the drums, lead into a fill, or become a signature phrase marker. So let's build one that feels dirty, exciting, and intentional. First, start with a clean one-shot ling. You can use a MIDI track with drum rack, or simpler if you prefer. For beginners, drum rack is the easiest because it keeps the sound organized and easy to trigger. Drag your air horn sample into a pad, then trim it so the hit is short and snappy. Make sure the start point is close to the transient, and trim the tail so it doesn't hang over the kick or snare. This part matters a lot. In DNB, the horn should feel like punctuation, not a long lead line. If the sample is too long, it can smear the groove, so keep it tight, and give yourself a little space after the attack so the processing has room to breathe. Now shape the tone before you distort anything. Add auto filter after the sample. A high pass or band pass works well here. If you want that old school rave shout, band pass is especially useful because it narrows the sound into that brassy, nasal zone. A good starting point is a high pass around 120 to 250 Hz with a bit of resonance. If you're using band pass, sweep the center frequency somewhere around 700 Hz to 2.5 kHz. Listen for the point where the horn still sounds like a horn, but a little more focused and aggressive. This is a really important beginner habit. Filter first, then distort. If you distort a full range horn without shaping it, the low end can get muddy fast. And in DNB, that low end belongs to the kick and the bass. We want the horn sitting above that, not fighting it. Next, add saturator. This is your main grit engine. Start with a modest amount of drive, maybe plus 4 to plus 10 dB, and turn soft clip on. That gives you a crunchy, controlled edge instead of just destroying the transient. As you increase the drive, listen for that sweet spot where the horn starts to spit and snarl, but still reads clearly. If it gets harsh too quickly, back off and ease into it. A good rule is to push it until it feels almost too much, then pull back just a touch. That's often where the character lives. If you want a stronger drop moment, automate the saturator drive a little higher on the final hit before the drop. Even a small move can make the last horn stab feel more dangerous and more alive. Now we add the VHS flavor with Redux. This is where the sound starts to feel like it came from a cracked sampler or an old rave tape. Keep it subtle at first. Try bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits, and gently lower the sample rate until the top end gets grainy and unstable. Keep the dry slash wet fairly low, maybe 10 to 35%. The goal here is not to turn the horn into digital static. You still want it to sound like an air horn, just a degraded, grimy version of one. If you crush it too hard and lose the identity of the sound, just back the effect down a bit. The sweet spot is usually a little dirt, not total destruction. After that, add some movement with Karsh Ensemble. Keep this one very subtle. We're not going for lush or wide in a shiny way. We just want a little wobble, a bit of smear, something that makes the horn feel like it's coming off tape. Use a low to medium depth, a slow rate, and keep the dry slash wet low, maybe 5 to 20%. If it starts sounding seasick or too wide, reduce it. The trick is to suggest instability without losing punch. If you want, you can also duplicate the MIDI clip and make one version a little cleaner and one version more mangled. Then alternate them in the arrangement. That call and response approach works really well in jungle and DNB because it creates movement without needing a brand new sound every time. Now let's give it a little space. Add reverb, but keep it tight. Small room or plate style spaces usually work best for this kind of rave effect. You want the sense of being in a basement system or a warehouse, not a huge dreamy wash. Try a decay between 0.4 and 1.2 seconds, a short pre-delay, and a low wet amount, maybe 5 to 15%. Also, high pass the reverb enough so it doesn't blur the low end. If the horn starts losing impact, shorten the decay or lower the wet amount. A really useful teacher tip here, check the transient after every effect. A horn can sound amazing in solo, but if the front edge disappears in the full loop, it won't hit the same way. If that happens, lower the wet amount or simplify the chain a little. After the effects, add utility. This is your level and width control. Pull the gain down if the horn is too loud, and if the effect chain sounds too wide, Bring the width slightly below 100%. In some cases, keeping it more centered gives you a harder, more hardcore rave punch. This part is important because in DNB, the drums and bass are still the main event. The horn should excite the phrase, not overpower the groove. If the downbeat starts feeling messy, lower the horn by a couple of dB and test it again in context. Now for a really smart workflow move, resample the result. Once you like how it sounds, create a new audio track and record the processed horn. Then drag that audio back into your session as a finished one shot. This is huge for workflow. It freezes the sound so you stop endlessly tweaking it, and it gives you a reusable custom accent. You can chop it, duplicate it, reverse it, or drop it into new tracks later. In jungle and old school DNB, building your own little library of resampled effects is a massive advantage. Placement matters too. Don't just throw the horn anywhere. Put it on the last beat, before the drop, on bar 8 or 16 as a phrase marker or right before a drum fill. That's where it really works. Think of it as a punctuation mark that tells the listener something is about to happen. You can also automate one parameter for extra motion. Keep it simple. Good choices are saturator drive, redux sample rate, auto filter cutoff, or reverb wet amount. For example, you might open the filter a little over 4 bars, or lower the sample rate only on the final hit. Small movement like that makes the sound feel like part of the arrangement instead of a loop pasted on top. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the horn too long. Don't distort it before filtering. Don't drown it in reverb. And don't make it so wide that it loses focus. Also, if it stops sounding like an air horn, back off the redux or saturator a bit. The goal is dirt with identity. If you want to push this further, try layering a tiny noise burst under the horn for extra attack, or use a very subtle echo for a short rave tail. You can also make two versions, one cleaner for the main drop, and one more degraded for fills and switch-ups. That contrast gives you a much stronger arrangement. Here's a simple practice challenge. Make 3 versions of the same horn. One clean version with just trimming, filtering, and level control. One VHS dirty version with saturator and redux. And one transition version with chorus and reverb, plus one automation move on the final hit. Then place all 3 in an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM and compare which one cuts through best. That's the real test. In DNB, the best horn isn't just the dirtiest one. It's the one that lands with the drums, keeps its shape, and brings energy to the phrase. Once you find that sweet spot, resample it, name it clearly, and save it for future tracks. So remember the formula. Filter first, distort with intention, add a touch of VHS-style wobble, keep the space tight, and place the hit where the arrangement needs impact. Do that, and a simple air horn can become a proper jungle weapon. Nice one. Let's keep going and make more sounds that hit with that same old-school rave attitude.